All right, on this Monday morning, we have Lori Havranek in from the O'Neill Chamber of Commerce. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy June.
Yes, happy first Monday, June 1st. May is now behind us. Let's just go forward forget about what's behind us.
I think every month we get away, we're getting closer to hopefully getting someone back to normal.
So whatever normal is going to be.
Right, and new directive health measures are coming out today, so things are a few more less restrictions, but yep, we'll get through it.
Yes, we will. We're
Nebraska
Irish strong.
That's right. Irish strong, Nebraska strong. Speaking of Irish strong, the O'Neill Chamber of Commerce is kicking off an Irish Strong program. Tell us about this.
Yes, it's the Irish Strong Stimulus Program. And this is going to run from today through June 17th. And you can get paid to shop. What more can you want?
Right.
So all you have to do is go to a chamber member business, buy $50 gift cards, and they have to be in the $50 increments.
Okay.
Have the employee of that business sign the back of the receipt. Bring that to my office, and I will give you $10 in Shamrock Bucks for every $50 gift card you've bought.
All right. Or if I buy a $100 gift card, you're going to give me $20 in Shamrock Bucks.
Right. And you get two golden tickets.
Oh, two golden.
Yes, I have golden tickets there at my office, and for every $50 gift card that you purchase, you get one golden ticket.
Okay.
You fill out your name, address, phone number on that. You put it in the box. And then on June 18th, we are going to draw for $500 in Buku Bucks.
Sweet.
So wouldn't that be a great way to celebrate Father's Day? Go buy some gift cards and you could win $500 for Father's Day.
You bet. So. And of course, I know maybe you're thinking, well, I don't need this or that right now, but you're going to need it.
Right,
so,
right.
That's the reason why it's a good idea to go get a gift card. Whether it's at a flower shop, a clothing store, a restaurant, a grocery store, a
beauty salon,
auto supply store, doesn't matter.
Hardware store.
Yeah, you're going to need it sometime. Now, just a couple of rules that you do have for this, and obviously, there's a maximum amount of Shamrock dollars that you can receive, correct?
Yes, there is a limit of $100 in Shamrock Bucks that can be redeemed per person per household.
So that would be if you would buy $500 in gift cards, you would get $100 back in Shamrock Bucks.
Yes.
And just that's the amount per limit per household.
Per household. So, that is correct.
Yeah. We want everybody to be able to take advantage of it.
Right,
yeah,
right.
We don't want you to,
that is the purpose.
We don't want you to go get a $10,000 loan.
No.
And buy $10,000 worth of gift cards. The maximum amount of gift cards that you can buy to get in on the promotion is $500, but you can buy as many dollars in gift cards as you want.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we're not going to limit that.
Absolutely. No, and like I said, we just want to help our businesses start and get back on their feet. You know, I feel like things have been, you know, kind of loosened up a little bit today. So we're taking our baby steps back to where we're going to be. You know, if you go in these stores and you're comfortable wearing your mask, wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, biggest thing is wash your hands.
Right.
Wash your hands as often as possible.
And now we should also mention there's one more limit, and that is the amount that you can purchase at one business. So if you say you go to Holt County Grill and you want to buy $500 in gift cards. We're not going to allow that, right?
Well, you can, but we're going to credit you for $250.
So the maximum amount that you can redeem the Shamrock Bucks in is $250 per business.
Correct.
So you could spend up to $250 in one business if you wanted.
Absolutely.
Or you could go to 10 different businesses and buy a $50 gift card at 10 different businesses and get your $100 in Shamrock Bucks.
Yes. And like I said, you just bring this in to me. I will take a photocopy of the receipt and I will validate the receipt. I'm also asking employers, please talk to your employees so they know this is happening.
Right.
So they know to sign the back of these receipts.
Correct. Yeah. We want it to go as smooth as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, then I've got the golden tickets ready. And for every $50 gift card you buy, you'll get one of those golden tickets and the opportunity to win $500.
Yeah, so that's a pretty cool deal there. And like we said, it's a great way to support our businesses. And like we said, we're all going to be needing something here in the next month. Now, we should mention there is a bank of these Shamrock Bucks. And once that's gone, then the promotion is over.
Right.
We've obviously said it's going to be starting today through June 17th. But there's $5,000 in Shamrock Bucks that's been put up To be available to be redeemed. So that would be, I can't think of the math right now.
It's Monday. But right, yes. And so once the chamber reaches a limit of $500 in Shamrock, or $5,000 in the $10 increments of the Shamrock Bucks, the promotion will shut down.
So it could be over today, people.
Absolutely. Yeah,
if everybody goes out and buys a $50 gift card, we could be done. So that would be great. Yeah.
We would love that. Yeah. Yes, that would be wonderful. And, you know, we think, oh, well, Mother's Day is over, or that kind of thing. But we still have, there's always occasions you can give gift cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got Father's Day is coming up, graduation is coming up in July. And a lot of people are going to be having their graduation parties and receptions in July. Mom's birthday, anniversaries, there's always an occasion that you're going to need a gift card for. Right.
We all need gifts. We all need clothes. We all need flowers to brighten somebody's day. We all need prescriptions. We all need
pellets for your grill.
Gas. We all need flowers.
There's always things that you're going to use these gift cards for. So go out, get the cards, get an envelope, just put them in there, and then every time you go shopping, grab your gift card, and you're good to go.
You bet. And again, remember, just in case the business doesn't do it, make sure you get a signed receipt. The back of your receipt is signed, and then you just bring that down to the Chamber of Commerce office.
That is correct.
Normal business hours, which are?
Which are 9 to 12 and 1 to 4.
Okay.
And then, like I said, we'll validate the receipt, give you your golden tickets to fill out, and you'll be all set.
You bet. Awesome. Well, it sounds like a neat promotion. Like we said, the only stipulation is it has to be at a Chamber of Commerce participating business, which the majority of businesses in the O'Neill area and a couple surrounding towns, too. They're all chamber members. So
if you have a question about a business, just give me a call at 336-2355. And I can, you know, if you're not sure if they're a member or not a member. But like you said, the majority of them are.
You bet. So. Yeah. All right. Cool thing to do and a good way to start off June. And like we said, get on out today and start buying those gift cards, because once we reach the $5,000 in Shamrock Bucks to be given away, then the promotion is over.
The promotion's over. So, yes.
All right.
$5,000 or June 17th, whichever comes first.
There we go. That sounds good. So let's see. I think, did I come up? That's $25,000 in gift cards, right?
Yeah.
Once $25,000 in gift cards are sold in O'Neill, then the $5,000 in Shamrock.
And just think what that will do for our hometown businesses. And, you know, our small businesses need you right now.
Yeah.
Really bad.
And those Shamrock Bucks, again, any O'Neill Chamber of Commerce business, those Shamrock Bucks can be used in. So
that is true.
Yeah. Just to
get paid for shopping.
That's
right. Just a nice way to do it, too.
20% is pretty hard to beat, folks.
That's right.
20% return on your investment is
that's
a sure
pretty
win.
Darn good, yes.
So, all right, Lori, like you said, if they have any questions, they can call the Chamber office at 336-2355.
That is correct. So,
all right, let's see. Any other news we need to talk about from the Chamber?
Donahue.
Yeah, the Casey Donahue concert for Summerfest this year.
Postponed for 364 days.
There you go, yeah.
Yes. If you have a ticket for the Casey Donahue concert for this year, hang on to it. We will honor it next year. Bring it to my office. I'll write a note on it, something like that. But yes, we will honor them next year. But yeah, 364 days postponed.
Yeah, and we're still waiting to get some direction yet on the Summerfest Rodeo and some other events going on in the, not only in O'Neill, but around the area as well this summer.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, hang tough. It'll be probably a couple weeks or so before we have the final word on whether or not we're going to have Summerfest.
Yeah.
So hang in there and bear with us, please.
That's right. So, and again, like we said, check out the O'Neill Chamber website or the O'Neill Chamber on Facebook. Always good information on there as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Lori, appreciate you coming in this morning. And everybody get out and get those gift cards starting right now.
Go.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.
Lori Avronik from the O'Neill Chamber of Commerce.